Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. So thankful that you've chosen to join us today as we continue on in this season of Lent, and this week looking at comparison and really how comparison robs us of joy we have in Christ. And so as has been the pattern on Wednesdays, we're looking at confession and really confessing areas of our lives that we are out of alignment, Jesus, with your will. And so how can we be and how are we often out of alignment with Jesus as it relates to comparison? Well, our verse today is Galatians 1, verse 10, and the Apostle Paul says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." And so Paul seems to say here that if your aim is to please man, then you will not or cannot be a servant of Christ. And now how can that be? I think we have to consider our motivations in all things. Are we following Jesus because we believe that it will appease or gain approval from those around us who we desire to gain the approval of? And if that is the case, what that means is that we are using Jesus as a tool to leverage and gain for ourselves the relationships that we desire. And that's not a worship of Jesus. That is a taking advantage of Jesus. And so that is an opportunity for us to then confess if we are doing that, or maybe to repent, to say, hey, I'm doing this, and this is maybe the first time I realized I'm doing that. But I think even as we are in a genuine relationship, we can get caught up in this. We can begin to compare ourselves to how others are following Jesus, and we can begin to say to ourselves, well, I must not be as good of a Christian as them because they're doing this and they're doing this. And then all of a sudden our obedience is based upon comparison, not upon what Jesus tells us to do. And you see how slippery this slope can be. We can do a lot of things for Jesus without a relationship with Jesus. And oftentimes it's this lens of comparison that drives those things. And so what we want to do is we want to confess, hey, am I following Jesus because I love, adore, honor, and appreciate who Jesus is? Or am I following Jesus because I just sort of want to be able to cultivate these right relationships, and I can sort of gauge myself against others, and I can compare myself against others, and that really sets me up in the ways that I want to set up. And so think about this. Is your identity based in any way on your comparison of others, or even is your identity based off of your comparison and your following of Jesus and how you compare that to how others follow Jesus? Our gospel identity, this reality that we are undeniably flawed and yet unbelievably loved at the cross, this is based in who Jesus is. And our identity needs to be rooted in who Jesus is and who Jesus has made us to be, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so maybe we need to confess, God, there are moments in my life where I'm just looking at others and my identity is based off of how others view my relationship with you, not really, Jesus, how I understand my relationship with you. So we need to confess that. We need to repent and turn away from it and say, Jesus, help me root my everything based off of who you say that I am. Again, maybe our reaching priority core value, is so much of this comparison thing is just, what are the core driving reasons for our following of Jesus? Are we going on mission trips because we think that's a cool thing to do and others look at us like, man, you're so spiritual for doing that? Are we going on mission trips because we have a genuine hurt and heartache for lost people in the world and we want to see them know and love Jesus so they can be saved eternally? Like, what's the motivation? Are we in community because that's the thing we're supposed to do? Or are we in community because we were created out of community and created for community? Same with spiritual intimacy. Are we spending time in prayer and in time in God's word? What's the motivation for that? Same with why it is we serve. And so let's take time to ask the Holy Spirit to scan our hearts, to assess our hearts, to say, what is the motivation for why I'm following you, Jesus? And would you reveal that to me? Allow me to confess areas that are out of alignment. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. So I'm going to pray and kick us off, and I'm going to give you some time to pray as well. God, I confess that I compare myself to others. I confess I compare things I have to things others have. I am tempted to live a dissatisfied life. I recognize that when I compare, I lose sight of how you have blessed me. I want to be your servant. I want to turn from comparing myself to others and instead look at you for guidance and truth. God, assess our core motivations. Is it about you or is it about others? We need you. We love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.